Our legal eagle, Karen Conti from Conti and Dolan, is with us. So that's just a little bit, but go ahead and tell everybody what the lawsuit is about. Let's start with the parties involved.
Well, the parties are eight attorneys general from eight different states, and Illinois is one of them. And it's also in conjunction with, the, as you said, the Federal Trade Commission. So this is a powerful group of entities that are suing Ticketmaster. And what they're alleging is, number one, all of those junk fees that you're talking about, where you go to your checkout and it's 30% more than the price that was listed. So that's number one. Number two, what they're saying is very interesting, that they allow brokers to buy up tickets and that those numbers of people and brokers who are buying up those tickets exceeds what the artists have given their consent to do. And what the result of that is, when they buy up all of these tickets and resell them, they are also making money. So Ticketmaster, according to some of this research that has been done, is actually earning $3.7 billion a year on the brokers reselling the tickets. So not only they are gouging you at checkout for 30%, but they're making extra money when the brokers scalp the tickets, basically, and sell them to users. So all of these things in conjunction with all of it, and the fact that the Ticketmaster and Live Nation really dominates the market, 80% of all live entertainment market, that they say is unfair competition.
Well, and if this is true, then the ticket scalpers we've already always complained about aren't individuals. It's actually the company itself that sells us the tickets, which is what everyone has alleged, from the Swifties to the Springsteen fans to sports fans. So who is identified as the victim here? I mean, doesn't there need to be a victim in a lawsuit like this?
Well, there does. And, you know, attorneys general are supposed to be protecting the rights of the general populations of their states. And, of course, the FTC is supposed to be, enforcing its rules. And the victims are obviously the ticket buyers and obviously the artists, because the artists are not gaining any money from this. And they want to make their concerts affordable. And some venues and some artists want to drive the prices down so they can sell tickets to people who may not have the money to spend $800 on a ticket. So everyone's a victim here.
Yeah. The FTC estimates that Ticketmaster has charged $3.7 billion in fees on resale tickets from 2019 through 2024. So in 5 years, $3.7 billion. So now we know why they're doing it. Didn't the Biden administration take some action regarding this issue?
They did. The Biden administration passed a law about junk fees, and this was in conjunction with Ticketmaster, but also with airlines, so and other industries, so that when you see a price touted, and then you go to checkout and it's so much more, the Biden administration basically said that is now illegal. It has to be all given to you right up front, so you know how much it's going to be in the end. And so that just went into effect. So this lawsuit addresses that issue, but also the issue that we just talked about with the brokers.
And wasn't there an antitrust suit brought by the government?
Yeah, the DOJ last year brought a lawsuit, and this is a little bit different. It's the same facts. It's the same idea that Ticketmaster dominates the entire live entertainment community, but the DOJ is asking to break up the company as a monopoly. And so what they're saying is that by using unlawful conduct to thwart competition by their illegal actions, that the DOJ wants them to break up. And I don't know how that would pan out. Live Nation is the parent company of Ticketmaster, and I don't know exactly how you would split up the company, but that's exactly what the DOJ is asking.
Right, because Live Nation went and bought up all the venues, and you can't, as an artist, do a show at that venue unless you use Ticketmaster. I remember when this first came about, we were talking with one of the co-founders of Jam Productions, a Chicago company, and the story he shared about how they pushed them out of business nearly, or at least to the brink. I think they had lost, he estimated, 90% of their business. It's ridiculous. I can't believe it's gone on this long. So what is the suit asking the court to do, and what's the likelihood that something gets done?
Well, they're asking the court to disgorge money earned, to enforce the rule limiting the number of brokers and tickets that can be bought by the brokers. And, you know, it looks like they're also asking for consumers to be refunded money, which would be nice. Again, you never expect any big amounts of money from these big lawsuits, of course, because they get settled for pennies on the dollar. But hopefully people who have bought tickets from Ticketmaster will be entitled to some money in return.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I can go on a vacation with that money or buy another concert ticket at a fair market price.
Great to talk. Maybe you can take me along with you.
Absolutely. Great to talk to you, Karen. Thanks for covering it for us.
All right, Lisa. Take care.
That's Karen Conti, a partner at Conti & Dolan.